This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
This question is kind of crazy, but did Jason Garrett throw Dak Prescott under the bus? 877-881-1053. Do you think that's what happened here in this situation? Now, Kevin, Jason Garrett's been out and about lately, and we'll get to some stuff about what he was doing at SMU in just a few moments. But what? How did he throw Dak under the bus?
So I just want to say, for the record, I don't think he threw Dak under the bus, but there are lots and lots and lots of other people who think that he did. So someone asked, like, what does the team have to do to get better? And he said, really, everything. So, like, a very Jason Garrett thing to say. And then he said, at the quarterback position, and maybe every position, but most glaringly there's so much to learn over the course of your career. Okay.
Appropriate.
I still think we're fine.
Mm-hmm.
Then this is the part where I guess people started to freak out a little bit. Quote, talking about Dak, he's done a lot of good things, but he knows, we know, everybody knows, he's got to get better. And that's where people lost their mind, because they're like, oh, calling out Dak by name, saying he's got to get better. And my thought was kind of like, do you want all of your players to get better? And why is this a problem? It's his third year in the league. Mm-hmm. So do you see an issue with this? Autoflex Leasing Fantex, 877-881-1053. Do you see an issue with this, or do you think, yeah, that's sure, he needs to get better?
I will say that you and I had a disagreement early in the season about his accuracy. And I think there were a lot of disagreements there throughout the season with other people. They were like, oh, it's Dez's fault. Oh, it's Dak's fault. And then went back and forth. And I think we were all right in the same sense that it just didn't work.
But all of them failed
us. And I said, I think it was the Rams game that I was like, man, we really have to have a discussion about this. And then people were upset. Now, there is some film out there that shows some inaccuracies from Dak. Kevin, coming out of the draft, was he an accurate quarterback?
Not particularly.
He was a fourth-round pick because he was, you know, there were still some things he had to do. Yeah. There were some things that he could do very well. He was very good his first season and not the same quarterback last season for the entire season.
Sure.
And we can blame that Falcons game on a big struggle late in the game because he didn't have the clock. And
did you think he was shell-shocked after that?
Yeah. No, I think he couldn't trust, A, is Tyron going to be healthy this week? B, is Tyron going to be able to protect me? C, if whoever replaces Tyron is in, am I going to die? And I think that's a huge concern because he was like, okay, now I have to run earlier than I typically do. And man, he was getting lit up in that game by Claiborne. It wasn't just, and then there was even late in, I think it was the Seahawks. Dude, he was doing everything he could because he was the only guy. There were times when he was the only guy on the field because he couldn't have time to be a quarterback in the pocket. That being said, I don't think he's throwing him under the bus. I think the expectations should be high. And you know what, man? Sharif, I was upset about it because I wanted to talk about this yesterday. Sharif went off this morning on all the guys and was saying
RJ and all them.
No.
Oh, okay.
On the players. And you know what? If bringing in Hearns and bringing in Thompson and all these other guys isn't a motivating factor to Dez Bryant, then I don't know what is. Jason Garrett has said for a long time he wants competition at every position.
Okay.
And I do too. Because what happens whenever somebody's coming in and they could take your job? You get better. You either get better or you lose. And Dez Bryant can either get better at what he does or they're going to replace him quickly. And I think that's only good if you put in a guy and say, okay, hey, he could take your job. He could potentially push you out of here. What are you going to do about it? And I do think there's no competition at quarterback. And, you know, we had that discussion last year. I'd love to have Tony Romo back to have a competition. Not to win a competition, but just to make Dak say, I have to be on my A game. I have to be really good to beat Tony Romo. I have to be completely accurate. I have to study harder than I ever have before.
So At first, I was going to say, it seems like everyone's in agreement, but then it turned really quickly. From Vic in Dallas, I have zero problem with it. He should do it more often. Other coaches call out players all the time. The 817, no problem with it. Everyone is either getting better or worse, and they need to get better. From the 972, I'm not a huge fan of Jason Garrett, but that being said, I have no problem with him saying all of that. All players need to get better. But then, from the 214, why doesn't Jason Garrett say that he, as a head coach, needs to get better?
He says it all the time.
Yeah, okay.
It's part of his coach talk all the time is we have to be better as coaches.
From the 214, Dak should call out Jason for terrible coaching.
Yeah.
So, like, that's not what this is going
to
turn
into.
You
don't want that to happen, though, as a team? Like, you really don't want that to happen?
Does anyone in the world think that Dak Prescott is going to go, well, you know who I think needs to get better? Jason Garrett. That's never, ever, ever going to happen. From the 940, Garrett is absolutely right. With Zeke, Dak has proven that he can't, without Zeke, Dak's proven he can't carry this offense. He has to get better. If not, he's gone. I'm not entirely sure I agree with that statement either. Like, can he not? Maybe not. But also remember, he was missing Tyron a good chunk of the time that Zeke was out. Mm-hmm. And I think that kind of changes things.
No doubt about it.
But then in classic Garrett fashion, but you know nobody reported on these quotes. He just wanted the negative ones. Mm. Here's how he finishes it out. Talking about Dak again. This guy's a natural leader. He's had a lot of success right away. He has a great hunger to get better, and he's certainly going to do that.
No doubt about that, man.
And so for people who are saying that Garrett was throwing Dak under the bus, did you just see that one part of the quote, or do you just care about that one part of the quote? Because Garrett, he's praised Dak a lot.
There are a ton of people that just want Garrett gone, and they're looking for any excuse for that. And
I could see that.
And there should be nobody on this team that feels comfortable after not making the playoffs.
Do you think that's the case though?
I think they felt really comfortable going into this season.
I do too.
And I think a lot of them were fat and happy because they made the playoffs. They were awesome. They had a rookie quarterback and they made the playoffs. And a lot of them should have been saying, I'm ticked off that Aaron Rodgers did that to us and we're going to come back and kick everybody's asses. That also, I really do think that was a problem whenever Zeke had that situation. I'm completely convinced Zeke's on this team. This is a playoff team.
Okay.
And I'm still committed to that. And I want to see that product go back out on the field and do it again this year. But I want to see new players involved too, because they're continually adding and implementing new things. This offensive line has a window they got to win in. They, you know, of youth that they can play within. And so I want to take advantage of that too. But I don't think Jason Garrett's throwing anybody on the bus. I think his job is to motivate, and he knows that Dak needs to be better. Dak wants to be a great legendary quarterback. You can't say that a 9-7 season puts you in a legendary status.
And I definitely think he can handle it, but if for some reason Dak couldn't handle that statement, that's not the quarterback
exactly.
You want, right?
Yeah.
Like, if he just fell apart, he's like, oh my God, my coach called me out. I'd be like, you don't need to be our quarterback.
Do you know how many
anymore.
People hated Nick Foles in Philadelphia until he won that Super Bowl for them?
Yeah. Do you know how many people probably still secretly hate Nick Foles in Philadelphia anyway?
Yeah.
All right. So that was part one of what we want to talk about with the Cowboys. The next part, though, is, as you alluded to at the very beginning of the segment, Jason Garrett. And really, we talked with it about Broadus yesterday. A lot of the Cowboys coaches, they're putting in work across the country.
Yeah, so I know a lot of the staff went to Alabama to go give a look to Calvin Ridley, Rashawn Evans, as I believe Mel Kiper put Evans as the pick there.
Oh.
And I don't know if you heard today, but on G-Bag, Jeff was listening to the entire mock draft from...
Oh, God, why?
From Kiper. Well, Bassick was just going through it. He went through, like, the top five, and Jeff was like, I don't disagree with him on anybody. And then Bassick was like, I'm going to skip down to the Cowboys. And he goes, no, I want to hear the rest. And so they went through it, and Jeff said, all these are realistic. And then when he got to Evans, he was like, I guess. He was like, I mean, I think there's other guys that you might want there, but I guess Evans is fine. So, I mean, that's interesting too. But, yeah, the Cowboys they're doing everything they can to make sure the future, the guys that they get now, are going to be players for this team in the future. Now, Garrett was at SMU today, and he was personally working out.
Watching basketball with Romo?
No, he was personally working out Cortland Sutton. So he was out there and he was running him through drills. I also saw a video of Marinelli running Taven Bryan through drills at Florida.
Okay.
And, you know, they're all the coaches are running. They're getting good hands-on experience with some of these young players. Sutton talked after his workout. And let's go to cut three on this one. Let's and this is also from Joe. All this audio is from Joe Trahan over at WFAA. Okay. It's his Twitter account. Sutton talked about how excited he was to work with Garrett.
I think I had a pretty successful day. It was a pretty, really good day. I got a lot of tips from all the scouts and all the coaches that were out here. They helped me, you know, understand just the technique of the game. And whatever team I get a chance to go to, I can't wait to get in and have a coach be hands-on with me and help me understand the whole technique of the game. Because, I mean, physically, all of us are able, but it's all about once you get to that next level, it's those little things that allow you to get above everybody else. So I can't wait to be able to have that ability.
Now, Jeff's scouting report today during the show was that Courtland Sutton has all the physical things you want as far as being a big guy. He's the most athletic. He's more athletic probably than Dez, but probably not as physical as Dez. When Dez goes up for a ball, he's going to fight you for the ball. Sutton played in a division where he was a man among boys. He's 6'3", you know, 220 pounds, yeah. Runs like crazy. And Jeff said, he's very raw as a receiver with all the athletic ability. If he can get his technique down, he's going to be a great receiver or a really good receiver at the next level. You just heard Sutton say he knows his shortcomings. He can't, you know, but he learned today some things that get him to that next spot.
What's more important, him getting his technique down or him getting down the ability to say the word technique?
Technique's a difficult word to say sometimes, man. But
is it?
Like, that being said, I don't know. And Jeff said at 19, he doesn't want to pick him at 19. But if he got him at 50, he'd love it. Would Courtland Sutton love to wear a Cowboys helmet at 50?
I feel like there's way too many players in this draft that you're like, man, if we had to take him at 19, but I'd really prefer him in the 30s, 40s, and 50s.
Yeah, and that's almost one of the reasons we want to trade up and then just have that second round pick still. That's not going to happen. But Sutton said this about being a Cowboy.
Oh, man, that's a dream come true. That's something that I'm pretty sure every kid growing up in Texas wish they can be able to have the star on the side of their helmet. So if I'm blessed and able to have that opportunity, you know, that's going to be a dream come true, and I'm going to make sure that I make the most of it.
Now, we are pretty stacked at wide receiver right now, but I'm still big.
In that we have lots of them.
I'm all in on adding competition to this thing and getting the best wide receivers out there for Dak Prescott to throw to. I just want all the best of them. That way we can have a good lot. Well, Sanjay Lal was there today working out with Sutton, too, and he was taking a look at him. And he's the new wide receivers coach. And obviously, you know, fresh set of ideas, fresh look at everything. Works with Dez. How's that going to work out?
Ooh.
My impressions are he's a competitive guy. And obviously he's not happy with what happened last year in terms of his game. I'm excited to work with and help him as much as I can. I think together we can go good places.
I wanted to hear like this boisterous love for somebody. Here's what he thought about.
So they could do things.
Here's what he thought about Hearns, though.
Alan was just, that's the first time I met him, but the film sessions I had with him on the visit were like off the charts. He's extremely bright, knows football, hungry.
Oh, man. That dude wants to run Dez out of town and make it the Alan Hearns show right now.
Isn't that what it sounded like? He fell in love with Alan Hearns, but Dez, we can go good places.
Oh.
That's what I heard. We can go good places, but with Alan Hearns, so bright. He understands film. We were just film. Oh, we were hanging out. I love him.
And for the record, we were making fun of him stuttering. You heard him talk. He doesn't have a stutter. He just tripped over one word.
Dude, I stumble over words all the time.
That is literally what we do all the time on this show. So, guy from the Colby, 972, relax.
You ever heard Colby try to say Amari Stoudemire in a recorded session?
That's my favorite thing in the history of this show. On a recorded snack broadcast, he didn't go back and change this.
Amari Stoudemire.
How can that be a thing?
So close.
We do it all the time. There's nothing wrong with it. Stuttering happens, man.
Welcome to the show.
But yeah, anyway, what I'm thinking is, Kevin, for me, I don't think Garrett threw anybody under the bus. I think he has high expectations from his quarterback position, and I think that the better competition we have at wide receiver, the better it's going to be for this team.